Good morning, I'm Liam Connors with this VPR News. The plug has been pulled for now on an enormous solar array project planned by the state's largest power company. Green Mountain Power says strong community opposition in Windsor has prompted them to put their solar array project on land near the state-owned prison in Windsor on hold. For our Friday regional report, VPR's Mitch Wortlieb spoke with news editor for the Valley News, John Gregg, about the stalled project and its prospects for getting built at a later date.
John Gregg, Green Mountain Power had big plans for this solar array project. They might still be realized, but not for the moment. How big is the project supposed to be, and where would it be located?
For Vermont, it would be quite a big project, one of the largest proposed to date, 19,000 solar panels and close to 5 megawatts. And it would be on about 35 acres of land up in the hills of Windsor near the old prison farm that's up there.
And we're talking about powering about how many homes if this were a successful project?
It would be enough to power about 1,200 homes.
And this is on state-owned land that we're talking about, as you wrote about in your article. What were the objections to the project that were expressed by many residents in Windsor?
There was a big hearing last month where about 60 people showed up, and an awful lot of them were opposed to it. It's very scenic there. Their views of the mountains from there. They're concerned about the loss of wildlife habitat and grasslands for nesting birds. And frankly, some are concerned it's an eyesore. And they also, I think it goes back to that classic issue of local control. They feel that they might not have any here.
GMP's application for a certificate of public good was subject to a PSB approval, that's the Public Service Board, but the town would not have had any say on that. Is that right?
Right, not much. I mean, one of the opponents, John McGovern, has said that problem with what's known as Section 248, with these sightings of, you know, renewable energy projects, is that it's a bulldozer of a process, and they're concerned that these towns don't have a big voice. You know, I think what's relevant here, too, Mitch, is this is an old prison farm that's been there since about 1916. They had a dairy herd, pigs, chickens, that sort of thing. The farming closed down in the 1990s, and the people of Windsor are, A, concerned that an awful lot of their land belongs to the state, and they'd like to see it for purposes that they want, you know, recreational uses, protecting wildlife, hunting, trails, that sort of thing.
Well, apparently that's what's going to happen next. The state agencies are now going to try to come up with a land use plan. Is that right?
Right. I mean, that's been in the works, trying to figure out what best to do with it, and I think there's really a jurisdictional discussion going on here, whether Buildings and General Services, which controls the prison land, is going to have jurisdiction, or whether the state itself acknowledges that Fish and Wildlife is probably the best steward for the overall 900 acres, but what happens to this, you know, 35 to 50 acres and who controls that is still up in the air.
Now, there are federal tax credits that are tied to this project that are set to expire next year. If those tax credits go away, would GMP be less likely to want to go forward with the project, even if a land use plan is worked out and residents are happy with it?
Well, they might not want to, but one of the folks in Windsor said they had been told by GMP that it would still potentially be viable even without those credits.
Well, I understand about the residents' objections, calling it an eyesore, and some concern about, you know, all that land and how it will be used, but Vermont does have a goal of having at least 55% of its power come from renewable sources by 2017. I mean, wouldn't this project be a pretty big step in achieving that goal?
Well, I think that probably would, and that's probably why there's a lot of political interest in getting this done, and why the state has said this might be a good use for it. On the other hand, you know, it would tie up that land for 25 or 30 years and possibly take away habitat. You know, and I think the question Windsor folks are saying is, you know, we've all gotten used to seeing some solar panels along the way, but 19,000 might sound like a lot to some people.
Was this a bit of a surprise to people that GMP did decide to put this plan on hold after residents expressed their concerns?
I think they were glad to see it happen. You know, I think it's a broader question. This isn't the first place where people have raised concerns about whether local residents and local towns have enough say in the siting of these energy projects.
Well, what's the next step in the process? I mean, when can GMP expect to hear about an agreed-upon land use plan, for example?
Well, I think the state agencies are going to be getting together and trying to figure out what they're going to do. Donna Swaney, who's the House lawmaker from Windsor and chairwoman of the Government Operations Committee, has said she would file legislation in January if something wasn't resolved by then. And the Windsor Select Board is slated to meet on Tuesday night, and we'll see if they take a formal position, although the body language so far is they're certainly glad to see at least this, you know, application put on hold until the broader question of the land use management can be resolved.
John Gregg is the news editor for the Valley News. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Glad to do it, Mitch.